Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:33, and we have Charlene Dew and a very special guest, I must say, in from our Big Brothers Big Sisters. And boy, a lot has gone on since we've seen you last.
Yes, we've been very, very busy. It's all good busy, but we have been very busy.
Now, you had the bowl for kids' sake, and I told you I was going to give you some money, and I didn't do it beforehand, but I'm doing it right now because I don't want to be a liar.
Awesome.
There you go.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Well, if I say I'm going to do it, I got to do it.
And well, you know, it's amazing that I haven't reached out to remind you.
I was rather amazed myself. I'm saying, boy, you know, Charlene, well, she's coming in today. Let's get
this
taken
care of.
That's
how busy I've been.
That's how busy you've been.
You
got to help her now.
I do. We have a new program specialist. His name is Daniel Hale, and invited him today to just share a little bit about who he is and help the community start to get to know him as they'll be working with him. If they come in to be a mentor or to refer their children.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, like Charlene said, my name's Daniel. My wife and I just moved to Bartlesville, and we moved here from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been fun.
It's always great to get out of the state of Missouri. Missouri.
Right? I mean, it's great. Yeah, my wife and I got married last year, literally the day everything shut down. So
well, you're gonna remember that,
right? We had to, you know, reschedule our where we had our reception actually canceled on us. So the day of, we had to find a new venue, we had to do everything. So it is very memorable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been good. It's been great to get down here and kind of get our lives started. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to be a part of the program, Big Brothers Big Sisters, because to me, I feel like the best way to build a bright future in the community is to be positive role models and to help those in need. And what better way to do that than to defend the potential of the rising generation?
Very good. Very good. You made a good choice.
Well, thank you.
A very wise selection.
Yes. So far, I'm thinking that's a great choice.
You're not going to get any argument from anybody. So catch us up, Charlene. What you've been, like I said, you've been busy. You and Daniel been running around trying to get things put into place and wrap things up on the kids' sake, the bowling thing.
Well, Daniel is the program side.
Yep.
And so he's been getting his feet wet, learning all of the ins and outs of how we do our service delivery, and we'll begin to start meeting our mentors and our families.
Mm-hmm.
And building those relationships as we serve the kids in the community. I just want to give another shout out to our major sponsors. DSR is our presenting sponsor. Mm-hmm. ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, and Sutterfield Financial for mm-hmm. the bowl sponsors. And you know, the major prize drawing donors sometimes don't get as they're kind of behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But those prizes are really important. And so the Conoco Phillips Women's Network donated a 40-inch TV.
Ooh.
So that's the major, major prize. And we have American Heritage Bank donated a $100 gift card for the early bird drawing. Boomerang Diner and Express Employment Professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the major prize drawings. And so people have to reach a certain threshold of how much they raise to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But those are some great prizes. What we have new that's exciting.
Let on me.
is Click for Kids' Sake.
Click for Kids' Sake.
So basically, this pandemic is still ravaging fundraising.
Oh, yeah.
Our Bowl for Kids' Sake, which is the most successful bowl in the state, probably in the country in terms of per capita, how much we raise, has never had this much difficulty ever. And I've been doing this for a lot of years. We're 75% down from where we were last year. Last year, our campaign ended February 28th when everything shut down in March. This year, it's been tough.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we did offer five different opportunities of ways virtual and in person, trying to meet everybody's needs. Now we're just saying, hey, if you want to support one-to-one mentoring in our community, just click for kids' sake, make a donation. Don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to form a team. You don't have to do an event. Just make a contribution. And there's two ways to do that. The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma Bartlesville Facebook page has Click for Kids' Sake on it. And there, or you can go to the website, Bartlesville Click for Kids' Sake.
Got your own site.
And it will, that website, and then just, it comes right up to the donate page and just make a donation. And we, that is the simplest way with very little effort that everybody can support us. So we, every donation that is $25 or more will be matched by a very generous business leader in our community. Up to $30,000. So if we can just get that, that turns into 60, like magic. And so it's really doable. We can do this. We just need everybody to go, hey, I believe in one-to-one mentoring and I'll make my donation.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
You don't even have to leave the comfort of your kitchen. You can do
it. You don't have to get dressed. You don't have to be nice. You don't have to go anywhere. It's truly the simplest way to support
Click,
us.
Give, and double.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's a blue box that says double your donation, click for kids' sake. And if you can't, if you're having any problems, call me.
Or Daniel.
call me. I had someone yesterday call me and say, I'm trying to make a donation to the First Presbyterian team, church team, and she was having difficulty. And I'm like, okay, well, let me help you. And so I walked her through it and we got it done and
bingo.
And yeah, so we're happy to help. The other great news that we have is just a tantalizing tidbit about our big event. It's going to be Charcuterie Big Event at Home. It's a statewide event. All of the sites, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville and Stillwater that have galas are all doing it the same day, the same theme, and
makes it easier that way.
It does for what we're having to
what
do
you have to
just
do,
to
yeah.
survive this year. June the 5th, and you can contact me if you're interested in sponsoring that. There are some great things that I'm not ready to reveal yet, but you know I'll be back.
Oh, she'll give us a peek behind the curtain, that's for sure.
Yes.
In increments, you know. Just
yes, we'll. But there are some really exciting things that, you know, Big Events is kind of known for being unique and different and a fun event. And we were committed to keeping that, even though we're still going to have to be virtual this year. Because we just didn't feel that people would be ready to come back in person.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. So, and of course, we always need mentors. We have 22 children waiting.
That's a lot.
Well, that's about what we run average. But it is a lot. If you're one of those 22.
Yeah,
and some of those kids have been waiting for a year, especially the boys. We have 5 girls and 17 boys. And so we need big brothers. We need big sisters. We need big couples. The couples come in, they're screened separately, and they're matched usually with a boy. So if you have a heart for kids and you are willing to involve a child in the things you're already doing, then call me. Call Daniel. Because we really do need mentors. And it's been, this has been a, well, everybody's struggling with fundraising. Everybody's struggling with how do they keep all their kids engaged and their volunteers engaged when you've got this pandemic running about. It's getting a little bit easier as more and more people get their shots and things sort of loosen up. But it's been a challenge. So, so and our focus is on community-based matches because until the fall, because we can't get into the schools right now to do our site-based. So, and we have a new intern. Her name is Giselle. Hey. And she was a former big sister.
Good.
So, and she's doing a great job. Right. Tonight, she's leading a match activity making string eggs.
Okay.
They're very cool. Kind of the Easter theme.
That's what I thought.
And
I'm thinking stringing eggs. Boy, that's a job. You got to have good hands.
No, you blow up a balloon. You put candy inside it. Then you blow up the balloon. And then you wrap string around it and pop the balloon. You got the candy inside.
I like that. It's so cool. A lot easier than what I had in mind. And it involved a lot of glue.
And we're partnering. It does have glue in it. We're partnering with Mutual Girls Club to do a statewide virtual match activity in April.
Great group to partner with.
It is. They're doing a great job. And we're making Oreo balls, which is an after-school snack or a I just need my chocolate snack or something. But it would be good for kids. It's easy. The bigs and littles will make it together as they watch the Mutual Girls Club staff making it. So, in their kitchen.
Cool.
So, that's an... And I would like to give a shout out to two unseen heroes that are my right arm, and that's PJ Polk and Karen Girth. Mm-hmm. They're our administrative volunteers. They come in. They do... I don't know what I would do without them. And they're doing a lot of work that helps Daniel and I do our jobs. So.
And Daniel, you know when Charlene says she's going to help you get your feet wet? You're going to get wet up to your knees. I'm just telling you. It's going to be a lot of fun, too, because I got to tell you, for what Big Brothers Big Sisters does in this community, there's a lot of moving parts, or there appears to be. And they get a lot of traction. And they get a lot of attention, too, much needed attention.
Well, we really do. You know, the impact of this pandemic on adults has been significant.
It has.
But the impact on children cannot be forgotten.
True.
Because as much as we're all like, oh, we have to work from home, we can't see our friends, kids have lost their structure to their day. They've lost seeing their friends. Mm-hmm. And for some kids, that's where they got food. So there's a lot of disruption in kids' lives that have come because of this. Mm-hmm. And not every parent has the ability or the luxury of being able to be at home and help their children learn distance learning because they're working a job that doesn't allow them to do that.
Very good.
The ability to work at home is very, that's a privilege that not everybody has.
Oh, yes, I agree. Charlene, you gave out some websites earlier for the fundraising events and also for some information. And before we sign off, I want to make sure that folks get a chance to put those to memory here.
Okay, and you're going to put them on the website.
Oh, yeah. We'll be on the website, and we'll be right here on our Facebook Live forever and ever and ever.
Well, there you go.
Facebook Live.
So if you're Facebook and you want to give on Facebook, go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, Bartlesville, Facebook page, and you'll see the graphic that says double your donation, click for Kids Sake. And if you want to give on the other website, because you're like, I'm not doing Facebook or whatever,
sure.
Then you can go to the website, just put it in the Google, Bartlesville, click for Kids Sake, and it'll come up and lead you to that.
Very good, very easy. I like that.
We try.
I want to thank you for coming in, Charlene. Daniel, great meeting you. Looking forward to having you back in studio as well pretty soon.
Yeah, good to meet you too.
All right, well, take care, be well. And you got one last thing for us here?
I was just going to say thank you, Tom, for giving us this opportunity. And please, if you're listening and you think, I could be, I could involve a child in the things I'm doing every day, and I could be a mentor, I could be a role model, give some thought to being a big brother or big sister.
Please do. We have more coming up. Our Community Connection has been brought to you by Arnold Bohr and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase.